My name is John Erling, and today's date is May 20th, 2026. So, Owen, would you state your full name, please?
Owen Reed Thomas.
And I'm in Tulsa. And where are you when we're recording this?
Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Your birth date?
3/25/30.
And so how old does that make you?
It makes me 96 years old.
You sound much younger than 96 years old.
Well, I've got to tell you what, my voice isn't quite as clear today as it is some days, because with all these people out here, I think I've caught just a hair of a cold, so my voice isn't quite have the that it should.
It sounds great. Where were you born?
I was born in Oklahoma City, and the reason being is they didn't have a hospital in Stillwater, Oklahoma, when I was born, and so my mother had to go to the Oklahoma City, and I was born down there, and then they lost me, and the name on my birth certificate was Little Boy Thomas.
How could they lose you?
I do not know, but I carried that name on my birth certificate until I was about 36 years old. And then I had to have, they changed it to what was correct. One of my older sisters and a friend vouched for me that this was true, that's what, and then they picked up my name.
What was your mother's name?
My mother's name was Rita Fellows Bamus. Baumus.
And where was she born and grew up?
She was born in South Dakota. She was born in 1896. Her father moved them to Stillwater, Oklahoma in the year 1900. And he was in the lumber business. And at that particular time, there was a lot of oil action going on in the oil fields close to Stillwater. And they didn't have trucks in those days. And so what they did is they hauled the beams to build the wooden derricks. They weren't steel in those days. And they hauled them by a wagon drawn by horses.
So what was your mother like? Can you describe her personality?
Well, my mother was a well-educated person. And she had gone to Johns Hopkins Hospital back in the East. And she spent 5 years back there to get her degree in med and then practice. And then she came to back home into Stillwater, where she practiced as a nurse for about several years there before she met my dad.
And what was your father's name?
My dad's name was Harley Owen Thomas. And he came off of a farm close to Tampio, Illinois, and he was a farm kid that came down to Stillwater when he was 20 years old. And the reason he came, his father was one of 10 children. One of the sisters came to Stillwater, Oklahoma, because the man that she married was one of the first two professors at Oklahoma A&M College. Oh, and there was one building called Old Central that was sitting out in the middle of a cow pasture. And he died, and she wrote to my dad when he was 20 and asked him, would he come to Oklahoma, down to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and take her back to Illinois. And there was hardly a road coming into Stillwater in those days, so she had to come by train into Perry, Oklahoma, which was 24 miles away. I don't know how he got to Stillwater, but he told me he came down here with $60 in his pocket and to take her back. And I don't know all the story why they didn't go back to Illinois, but nonetheless, she also had a big barn of a house about three blocks from this school building. And she opened a bed and breakfast place for the farm kids that lived in the little towns close to Stillwater. Back in those days, about every 10 to 15 miles, there was a little town where people had a general store, and people who would go into shop would have to go 10 or 15 miles, and it took them all day to go and come back, and that would be to go to the store and get groceries and supplies. That's what she did. So my dad decided he would stay and go to school, and he got his degree in agronomy, having been a farm boy, and he taught agronomy for about a year and a half, and then got caught in the World War One and became an officer in the cavalry in 1919. Why, my dad and two of the boys that were living in that house with him, at his aunt's, I had an opportunity to buy the Ford dealership. And the two men at that time that had the car dealership, why, they were not just trading for used cars, because there weren't many of them around. They were trading for horses and cows and pigs and that like. And one of them decided that there wasn't going to be any future in the car business. And so my dad and his two friends bought the dealership.
What year would that have been about?
December the 21st of 1919.
Your grade school, where did you go to grade school?
Eugene Field.
In what town?
Right here in Stillwater. In fact, I've already mentioned that I'm 96 years old, and I've lived in Stillwater, Oklahoma for those 96 years. The only time that I was gone was Korean War, and I'd gone through ROTC and got a promotion to second lieutenant and became a company commander of a rifle company to take to Korea. I wanted to go. I volunteered to go because I had an opportunity to get an administrative job, and I said, no, I'll go with the rifle company. And I took sickness just before the time to ship, so I spent all my time in the United States in a training capacity with the Ohio National Guard. I got out in 1924.
So then what did you do?
I'll go back in history here for just a little bit. Back to my dad coming down to here in Stain. He brought his mother and father off the farm to Stillwater and built a house for him on a little farm north of Stillwater and put him in the dairy business. And in those days, why, we didn't have all these big dairies that they have today or milking machines or anything of that type. And they milked around 24 head of cattle, which most of the farmers in those days, everybody had 8 or 9 cows, and the family milked them, not my family, but their own family. My folks' grandparents had about 24, and they would get these college boys off the farm that wanted to go to school, and they would room and board at my grandparents' home for their pay. I think they paid them a little bit of money in addition to that. My grandparents would bottle the milk in these quart milk jars. They weren't jars, they're actually glass milk bottles with a plastic cap on top of them. And my granddad would go door to door peddling this milk. And that's how they made their living. My granddad died when I was 6 years old. And my grandmother, Thomas, died when I was 12 years old. And I had an older brother who was 9 years older. And he said to my father, don't sell the cows. We'll have the Thomas Brothers Dairy. So when I was 12 and he was older, we started milking those cows by hand. And we did that for 2 years. And he had to go to World War II at that particular time into the medical corps. And he always wanted to be a doctor. And so my dad said, you're 14. You've been milking for 2 years. He said, I'm going to turn this dairy over to you, and it's going to be your operation, and you're going to learn how to do it, and you're on your own. You'll get to make the money from it, and you can just pay the rest of your way through living here at home. So I did. I took it over. And I operate a grade A dairy. The county milking inspector came around every month to make sure everything was clean. When I needed to haul hay for the cattle to put in the barn, I'd borrow a flatbed truck from one of the local lumber companies. I did that through my sophomore year in college. To tell you the truth, I think there were times that I made more money than some of my friends' fathers did.